Well, thank you for braving the wild, wonderful Washington winter.
Fall.
Fall. Well, I know, but the alliteration didn't work with fall. And good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Unity Center of Positive Living. I am Tom. We're glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. I affirm wholeness and I am healed. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell the story of a woman who believed she would be healed if she could touch the hem of Jesus' cloak. The woman, according to the story, had been ill for 12 years. Seeing her, Jesus said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." The woman's faith allowed wholeness to shine through the illness. She was healed. As an emanation of God, wholeness is my birthright and yours. Wholeness maintains our bodies, minds, and emotions in perfect balance. We release any belief in the illness, lack, or limitation, and focus on our faith, on the wholeness that has always been present. We affirm wholeness, and we are healed. Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And that's from Matthew 9:22. And let's remain seated while Karen and Mike lead us in Surely the Presence. And that's in the front of your songbook.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely
healing, this healing, this healing. in love.
Thank you.
Thank you for this love, Spirit. Thank you for this love. Thank you for this love, Spirit. Thank you for this love. This nourishing, this nourishing, this nourishing love. This nourishing, this nourishing, this nourishing love. This living breath. Thank you for this breath, Spirit. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this breath, Spirit. Thank you for this breath. This living, this living, this living breath. This living, this living, this living breath. Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. This healing, this healing, this healing day. This healing, this healing, this healing day.
Good morning, Vern.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, what a day.
It's raining more.
Oh, yeah, all the way down.
It's warm,
though.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go get a glass of water.
Okay.
What? Oh, hi, Penny. Hope you're having a good day.
Hi, Penny.
We all need it.
Water.
She's down there watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're
so much to look at.
Yeah, it's a little down, huh?
You bet.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Good to see you. We need to talk about our coffee restaurant potential, I guess. Well, you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess you don't have a partner.
Yeah, the greeter.
She is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Hi. Hello. How was your hiking today?
I didn't end up hiking.
Maybe we can have dinner.
I ended up painting the house.
Painting?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
You bet.
I'm glad I know you were meeting. You've upset my morning. I didn't know. I thought I.
Tell Penny hi.
Hi, Penny.
Oh, you're going to go all the way down there.
You're doing the platform.
I already heard you.
Just leave.
I won't even give it to you because what needed to happen happened.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
Yes.
That's what you think.
Well, how's the little one? Looks like a giant. Good to see you. Hello, hello.
He is huge.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
7 months.
Is that right? Looks like 21. Great.
Yeah, feel better.
Oh,
we got Joanne. I need Joanne the energy.
Hi, Johnny.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you.
Just in time,
Joanne. You keep it from going downstairs.
It's going downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get everybody.
Good morning.
two jobs.
I'm missing one. I'm missing one.
He didn't miss her. She's in quarantine. Self-imposed quarantine.
Okay. So, I don't know if you heard.
I did.
Jesus turned and seeing her said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." Okay. I don't know, right?
Okay. I feel better right now than I have in 3 days.
All right.
Wow. Our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Does anyone have any announcements?
More cookies. More and coffee.
Cookies for coffee and coffee. And so this is
October 5th and 6th.
October 5th and 6th. 2 weeks.
That's coming right away.
Yep. Okay. Anything anyone wants to say or be?
Yeah, click anywhere one time on that screen there so that little box will go away.
Oh, okay. Sure.
That's it. That's all I got.
Maybe.
There it is.
It's gone.
Yeah.
No, it just went to the next slide.
Went to the next slide.
I don't know, the other way.
I brought some CDs, some meditation CDs, and music CDs if anyone wants to take a look at them after service.
All right, thank you.
I'd like to say something. I'd like to thank the congregation and the board members, everyone here, for putting up with me on the front cement. I got into the shelter Friday afternoon.
Woohoo! There you go.
An example of when we pray together. All right. Please join me in the unity statement in our program. We will say that together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now please stand for our song of joy, Peace Like a River.
I got peace.
speaks like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river.
Good morning.
So today, I often do daily readings, not just always on the day that it is, but read ahead, read back and forth. And when I came upon healing, which has been something I've been trying to learn how to heal, and I don't know if it's my impatience, well, I think that's a lot of it, and busyness, but I'm trying to get a handle on it, so I've been doing more and more reading on it. One person that I really, really appreciate, a Unity teacher and writer, has written books. One of the best books I've ever read is called God Will See Through, and one of the reasons I love her is because what she says is simple and true. It's not complicated. And I think I might have my best luck with her. Her name is Mary Kuferla. I don't know her last name. K-U-P-F-E-R-L-E. And I'm sure you've come across her quite often. This is one of the readings that she has written, Trust the Spirit Within. And so when I read this, I was thinking about healing. Trust the spirit within, dear friend, to help you relax and let go. Trust the spirit within to increase your health, happiness, and contentment. Trust the spirit within to bring you refreshing rest, sleep, and renewal each night. Trust the spirit within to reveal to you right companions and satisfying relationships. Trust the spirit within to pave the way to effective action and enjoyable living. Trust, truly trust the spirit within. Your trust frees you from burdens and releases you from the feelings of excessive responsibility, which I think is really important because I know I put a lot of the burden on myself. Why am I doing that when God is within? So I need to remember that. To trust the spirit within enhances the working of your intellectual processes and helps you perceive when the suggestions of others are wise and right for you. To trust the spirit within brings you inner freedom from the heaviness of thought and emotion and lifts you above the strain of difficult striving. Trust the spirit within to give you the right ideas to solve anything in your life that needs solving. And trust the spirit within to illumine your mind. Trust the spirit within to heal your body. Trust the spirit within to release you from limiting relationships or habits, good or bad. Trust the spirit within to free you from agitation or irritation in regards to the attitudes of others. Trust the spirit within to quiet your impatience and bring new peacefulness to your soul. Trust the spirit within to show you how to handle your business, to give you guidance in making decisions, and to fill you with a feeling of well-being. Trust that spirit within yourself. Trust it within others and with any situation or circumstance confronting you. If you think that your faith is not adequate or your belief not strong enough, start to build that faith and belief with these very words, saying them boldly and firmly, I trust the Spirit within. Practice trusting God. Practice trusting His presence in you. And practice trusting God's presence in others. We can't forget others. Practice and continue practicing. And continue to repeat those words of trusting the Spirit. Discipline yourself to affirm this at the very moment you become upset or disturbed about something. Use the wonderful tools of your mind and heart positively and constructively. And stay with the affirmative attitude of trusting the Spirit within you until you begin to feel that inner response, because it will come. If at first you find it a struggle to trust, well, we always say do it over and over again, so trust again anyway. If you feel that it is impossible for you to trust, trust anyway. If you think you cannot make the grade, you just need to trust more. And if you doubt your own ability, your own potential, or your capacity of faith, just be the firmer and more insistent that you can trust that Spirit within. And you just have to keep doing it. Trust yourself, trust others, trust life. Trust that Spirit that's in everyone and everything. The reality of the Spirit of God lies within all of us and is certainly worthy of trust. Now the other person, who I know you all know, Ralph Wilmore, is of course the one who knows maybe not the most about healing, but she certainly found it for herself. And though I was going to try to read something of hers, I kind of get bogged down a little bit in it. So I did want to write this and then give this to you, some of her final words, in her own words. I did not let any worried or anxious thoughts into my mind, and I stopped speaking gossipy, frivolous, petulant, angry words. And I let a little prayer go up every hour that Jesus Christ would be with me and help me to think and speak only kind, loving, true words. And I am sure that He is with me because I am so peaceful and happy now. I want everyone to know about this beautiful, true law and to use it. It is not a new discovery, but when you use it and get the fruits of health and harmony, it will seem new to you, and you will feel that it is your own discovery. That's for you. Thank you. Good luck, everyone. Maybe we can do it together more. Thank you.
Thank you, Hallie. Please remain seated for our meditation song, I Am.
And at the end of this song, there's a little chant, a mantra in Sanskrit, and it goes, Hare Hare Wahe Guru. And Guru is the Spirit within. So it's singing praise to the Spirit within. I bless myself, I am.
privilege to have a different speaker here each Sunday of the month. And now, back from her initial teaching experience working with second graders out on the coast, please welcome back Deerica.
Good morning, Unity.
Good morning, Jerica.
Good morning. I'm so overjoyed to be here and share this time with you, and I pray that God would feel every moment of it. Funny story, it's as if the Unity Spirit followed me to the shores. I started church hunting, and I visited a couple places, and wasn't feeling it all the way, didn't have me settled in mind that I would continue to come. So I went to this one church, and I was thinking while the pastor was giving the sermon, the talk, I like this place. I like how I feel here. And then at the end of their service, they got up and formed a circle. And they started singing this song, Shalom to you now. Shalom, my friends. May God's full mercies bless you, my friends, and all your living, and through your loving, Christ be your shalom. Christ be your shalom. So I thought, wow, they're forming a circle, they're singing. And then after that, no kidding, they had fried chicken. And I swear, this and other things, I couldn't help but think, God is so good. Like, he's actually like in the form of this fried chicken. Like, he's so good. And so his goodness has been following me. So I thought I'd share that with you. And I still am going to that church. But God's been so good to me to bless me and keep me and get me what I need. I am excited to talk to you about this topic today that has inspired me. And it's right in sync with her reading was beautiful, and the song about the presence within. So let's see, I'm gonna get this back to the start of the slideshow, and then
there. Sorry, first slide.
It's usually lit up though, so you can do that.
Yeah, what's
it's not. So let me try again.
Close it, fire it up again. There it is.
Ooh, wrong twice. Okay, there we go. I did want to show some pictures too before I get to that talk. So this is my classroom. I ended up with second grade. When I left here, I thought I'd be with fourth graders. When I got there, I learned that I would be a second grade teacher. So my students are 7 and 8 years old. This is the front of the class. That's like my back area. I got my hippie spirit going on, and I'm keeping it alive. And the kids love it, and we have a lot of fun. So that's like my little area back there, more of my little area. I opted out of the traditional teacher desk. And decided to go with this little half-circle table. I saw it used in a special education classroom, and it really, you could do small group and really connect with the kids more, and they feel more welcome also to come and be a part of what you have going on. So I did that, and this looks different now, but this is the back of the classroom. It's a little more decorated now, but this is when I first got my key and got in and put the rug down. The rug is so cool. My principal ordered them, and I told her, you've got taste. this is the side area. where the doors are, where you can come in the room, and there's like a little sink and stuff. And then, so let me tell you about how God blessed me with a place to live. So some of you know, but not all of you have heard the story about when I graduated in June, and I was hired. I knew I had the position. And at that time, I was thinking about, okay, now I have to find a place to live. And then I got this email that said, hey, Dierica from the district, you know, would you like to do summer school? So then I was thinking, well, I don't have a place to live, so I'm not going to respond to that email. Something happened where I was just in my room one night, and I was like, you should go. You should just go to summer school. Just go. And so I was like, okay. So I just kind of, to make a long story short, I just kind of left without knowing how I would establish myself for the beginning of that school year, right? So I get there, and I end up living with my boss, the principal. Funny story, talking about building positive relationships with your coworkers and your boss. I ended up living with her the whole while summer school was going on. And she fried me chicken, and we had a good time. I got to know her, and I got to know what the school and the culture of the school was about. So it was, even in that period of time when I was there, I was like, wow, God, this is kind of cool. And the last week of summer school, this lady, another educator, she used to be a teacher, but she's now an athletic director. She said, you know, I've been thinking, just this week it's come up in my prayers that I should rent out my condo. And I'm thinking, condo, that sounds cool. But it's just the funniest thing. She was, you know, it's been there, but now in this last week it's just come up that I should rent it out. And I'm thinking, wow, you know? So we talked more, and she thought, you know, you're a teacher, and you're, it's like 5 minutes away from the school, and she's like, this is perfect for you. I think it came up because you're supposed to rent this condo. It was the funniest thing. She just let me move in. I moved into this place for free. She's like, I have all this nice furniture, and do you have any? I was like, no, I could use some. So the place was fully furnished. It was just, God was just so in it. It was a blessing. So this is it. I took a little picture, but just perfect for one person. I moved in this place for free. The lady told me, she's like, you know you're not going to get your first teacher check for like a month and a half later, right? And so she's like, just, you know, we'll set up a payment plan where you can just pay me like a deposit or something later. So I moved into this cool place. It looks like it's barely been lived in when you go in there, and for free. And it was just, God was just so good. So I wanted to share that story. Okay? there's really like no, like if you're single in Ocean Shores, there's not like a lot of like apartments and stuff to rent. It's just like there's beach houses and homes and stuff, but so hard to find a place. So 5 minutes away from the school, unbelievable. God was so good. So yeah, the talk this morning, it's inspired me, and I'm happy to share it. Really is in sync with that reading. That reading was so beautiful. Being refreshed by God's presence, trusting that presence within, and then the song. And so now the talk, the word is up here. And I'd like for us just to look at it a little. It's a common word. Oh, those are my sunflowers I got from Walmart. I put them in the classroom. Okay, this is the word. I'm gonna get my screen going too, because I got a little thing going up here. Okay. All right, so this is the word that has got me all inspired. And I wanna talk just a little bit about this word and what it can mean for us and how it could help with our spiritual and positive living. So, can we all say the word together?
Happy.
Happy. Just the word by itself, it's so powerful. It has so much positive notion attached to it. So, looking at this word, happy, this is some of the meaning in it for it, from the dictionary. So, I'll just read these definitions, and then we'll continue. The first one says, feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Having a sense of confidence in or satisfaction with the person, arrangement, or situation. Satisfied with the quality or standard of. Willing to do something. Fortunate and convenient. And then I just wanted to share these words as well, as they go in sync with that definition, but also help to create like a visual and also help us to understand what this feels like and what it looks like and how it can be, how it can affect our decisions. So bliss, spirit, determination, courage, faith, joy, strength, passion, delight, synchronicity, my favorite, synchronicity, in sync with all that is good, in sync with all that is good, good coming and good going, in sync with all that is good coming and good going, good coming and good going, enthusiasm, inspiration, sensation, grit, arising or springing forth, enlightened, awake, feeling the good, seeing, perceiving good, seeing, perceiving truth, grace, virtue, sacred mind, unity, abundance, purity, elevation, creation, imagination, community, health, and healing. Happy. Both spiritual can be physical, and we see these different mental aspects, and also the impact on behavior and decisions. It's a lot there embodied in this happy definition. And how it plays a role in our spiritual living, in our thinking, and in our lives. A lot of the mental words that express meaning for happiness here show this pattern consistency with happiness being a position of mind, where we are receiving and giving good. I want to say that again. A lot of the definitions here that express the mental aspect of happiness show a pattern of us being positioned in mind when we experience happiness, a position in mind that is receiving and giving good. See, we may not think, and faith or joy may not be the exact same thing, but they're connected. And so being connected to this good, this happiness, we're also connected to confidence and joy and strength and passion and bliss and all of these other words I have listed here and the ones in the definition. One of the ones I enjoyed in that definition that I shared was contentment. I thought, that's really beautiful. I'm happy, I'm calm, I'm satisfied, and I'm content. It's almost as if happiness helps with bringing good judgment and stillness and management skills. I'm satisfied. Now I can think a little bit better. So good coming and good going. Happy. So I'll get into my little points. the first one is what I call prioritize happy. And the reason I put this as the first point for my talk on happy is because I believe that we live in a world today that shows a culture where happiness is not necessarily a priority. Where happiness is not necessarily something that goes at the top of your to-do list. Today, I'm going to get the garbage. Okay, it's Wednesday, they're gonna come around 7 o'clock. I'm going to drop off so-and-so and pick up so-and-so. I need to go see mom because she called me 3 times. I need to pick up this by this time, and I've got to do that before the deadline, and this and that, and all the responsibilities and duties that life demands, and we forget our happy. And it's not a bad thing, but God the good, I love that, God the good, he's so good that he will remind us, hey, be happy. In the process, in the midst of your to-do list, which are all great, right, productive things, right? You're all so great. We have these positive lives, and we're doing these productive things, and we're ambitious, and we're motivated, right? We've got plans. but we forget sometimes. And I just feel that soft whisper from God, that breath of God, where we're somehow still enough, or maybe just inspired enough to hear him think out, be happy. And let me show you, let me talk to you about happiness, Dierica. I want you to feel happy. And so prioritizing happiness, something that, I have this here. This is the Declaration of Independence. Let me just read the top part, because we forget too that happiness is so essential to man, to the heart, the soul of man, that I don't know if this is gonna load, but so essential to the soul of man, happiness is that we forget, it's in the Declaration of Independence, that we pursue happiness, life, liberty, our unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's important, it's real, it's powerful, it's magical. We can do great things with it. We feel better with it. And it's just really, really something that we miss sometimes in all of our busyness. So this morning, be happy.
Okay.
happy hour. So one of this cool thing that I'm trying now, through all this inspiration, ideas come, right? They come, they go. Well, one of them came, and I thought it was really cool, so I started trying it. And it's programming in your phone at whatever time you want to program it, but you program in your calendar and time in your phone this, if you title it happy hour, right? Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever been to some of the happy hours that are at the different businesses, right? Some of them are really cool, right? But programming in your phone, happy hour, and then you just see it and you think, you remember to be happy. Are you sanctify a space or a period of time in your day where you are thinking happy thoughts and being happy and being around people who make you happy or doing something that makes you happy or just simply remembering to be happy. It changed my life and I really love it. So now I put now I put stuff in there that's titled other stuff that, you know, that make me feel good. But happy hour is one of them, and it's cool. It's cool. So you can program it right in your phone and pour it in your day, especially if you have a day planned where you know it's going to be stressful or busy. You can program for that day in your calendar and your phone happy hour and have that fun with yourself. So that's cool. Here are some sources that, for the sake of time, might not read them all, but one of them talks about when we smile, what happens in the brain and the neurotransmitters and all that good stuff. One of the facts is that it's a release for stress when you part those creases and you smile, creases in your chin and you smile. It's a really positive feeling, and it's a positive thing, and it's impactful for brain activity. So smiling, being happy, cultivating that happiness, that presence within, is really a health thing. We say I say this every morning. I actually have it written down by my mural, but I love the unity statement that says, I'm healthy, active, whole, and happy. It's right in there. It's so cool. Happy. It's important. It really brings so much positivity and health. And also, going to my next point, this is so cool to explore in the mind. And I can bring all the research and facts and theory with me, so I'm leaving some of that to you. But there's this idea out there, right, that happiness can bring us close to the presence of God. Just, let's just, you know, think about that for a moment. It's this idea that happiness, being, again, in that position, that state of mind, good coming, good going, right, in tune with that presence within, being blissful and open, and being in the spirit of love, can bring you, can cultivate the presence of God around you and within you. It's really cool. I was looking at some of the older religion traditions and cultures where they dance and they feast, right? And it's this idea that they are communing with the Spirit of God. They're bringing the Spirit of God, right, alive and in their midst, and in a commune and fellowship with God like that. Look at the, I found this scripture. A couple of them. The first one is, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Right? And it's cool that it coordinates joy with morning time, because there, the elements are different in the morning. In the morning, is still before anybody has ticked you off, or before you get that bad text message, before you find out that all hell broke loose at work that day, and before any of that happens, you wake up and there's morning, and there's this scripture that says joy comes in the morning. So again, showing that frequency where happy puts you, as if like morning, good coming, good going, being in that still, wonderful, blissful place. And then there's another psalm that says, you made known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So thinking about this idea of connecting with that, as human beings, we have this really cool ability to do that, to connect with happiness and to connect with this idea of happiness bringing us into this bliss, this reality of God, this presence, this experiencing God's spirit and presence, his liveliness, and him vitalizing us with his good energy. So happy. If anyone, you know, I talked about prioritizing happy, and as my first point, wanting us to remember to prioritize happy. And then here, thinking about the idea that happiness can bring us in this blissful reality, this, you know, the presence of God, and cultivate that his presence within us. Hear this Psalms. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. See, it's almost as if that kind of happiness is so cool that even God likes it. Like, even God is like, be happy around me. Like, you know, it says praise him, serve him with gladness, and be in his presence with singing. And if, you know, we all have our ideas of heaven, but I would imagine that there's happiness there. And it's this really cool thing that we as human beings, we have the ability to cultivate it and carry it in a very dynamic way, but also we need to be reminded more, especially now in the times we live in, to cultivate this very happiness because of all it's connected to, even the very presence of God. Being happy. Wanting others to be happy. Believing that something good can come from your happiness. And seeing the frequency that it brings you into in mind, where you're giving good and good is coming to you. The rest of this just says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Okay. And this is my last point. So wrapping up. Your happy may not be someone else's happy. Now this one's important. Okay, I had to bring it up because here's the controversy, right? And you know, sometimes we like to ignore it, but I'm gonna confront it. Okay? Your happy may not be someone else's happy. This happy that is genuinely, richly, purely vitalizing and good really can be connected more with if you are authentic with your happy. And so, look at the screen. This is important, okay? That is my floaty. That's my floaty. Look at it. So cute, right? That floaty makes me so happy. When I'm on that floaty, it's like I'm in another world. And so, I may be here today just to inspire you to get a floaty. Maybe you need a floaty. They're awesome, they're comfy, they're cool, and you get a float, right? And the cool thing about thought is your float may be a root beer float. All right? Or it could be a float down a canal, or it could be a kayak, or, all right? That's the cool thing about thought. Your float could be however you float. Float on. But this is my floaty, and I love it so much, and I get the weirdest looks when it's blown up and I'm walking with it in my hand. and so you have this word, okay? Look at this word, right? We've all seen or heard, okay, so-and-so is crazy. He or she is crazy, right? Why do we do that, though? Crazy, it's easier to say that someone's crazy rather than say, I don't understand you're happy. I just don't understand you're happy. But I'm bringing this up because it's important that despite those people who are trying to say, that's you or whoever else could be crazy because you're exuberating or you are happy, genuinely happy, and you're so happy that good is coming and good is going and you're expressing that happiness. It's important to remember to be authentic with your own happy, no matter how it may look or seem to someone else, because your increase from that good going, but that good coming, your increase from that happy and that frequency of happiness is better, is more, because the connection and the sync is more because your authenticity of your happy. So you have those people who like to have french fries in their ice cream, right? And other people think that's insane, but it makes them happy. And so if it's making them happy and they're going for this goal of getting connected to all the good that's coming from that happy vibration, then keep your french fry and your ice cream. And it goes. So remember, even I would say to you, Unity friends, I would say to you to take courage in being authentic in your own happy, no matter how it may look or seem to someone else, because the benefit is amazing and it's worth it. Here, I just want to close happily with some happy people, happy pictures. And so if you join me in just observing the screen and joining the spirit of happiness that is here today for us.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
So let's now move into our meditation. We come together as one and get grounded in the body. Breathe deep. And taking another deep breath, breathing in. And centering ourselves in this healthy state of mind, this bliss and this happy that we are all worthy of. We now experience good coming and good going. Good coming and good going. Even right now, this second, good coming and good going. And now, if you would, affirm these words after me. I am so happy.
I am so happy.
I can hardly believe how happy I am right now.
I can hardly believe how happy I am right now.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Dierica. You make us happy.
Oh! You said that. I forgot something. I brought something for the church. It almost made me forget. I got these happy flowers that I want to leave here. So I don't know if I could just leave them up here or someone can get them and find a place for the happy flowers. Can I leave them here?
Right, like that.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Today is a great day to be happy. So, for our offering, we do have two containers. The silver one is for supporting our center, and the copper one is for all of our wonderful outreach programs. Comes in, goes out, right? There we go. All right. Oh, and you want something else to make you happy? Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together while we hold the offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Thank you. Now let's all say our blessing of thanks together. That's also found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. So it is. For our healing prayer, we would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Just call out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen.
Amen.
And together, let us say our prayer of protection together. You'll find it on the back of your program or on the wall to your right. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. All right, let's form that circle. Join hands and sing our song of peace. Thank you to everyone who made this Sunday service possible. Don't forget the coffee, refreshments, and fellowship downstairs. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.